You know what we should do?
Do?
We should
do.
We should record. We should record the preview episode while we're eating pizza. I feel like we do that anyway. So yeah, cheap thrills.
What's up?
Nothing. I'm not making my selections for next month's movies right now.
Why do you have that pen in your hand with the paper with the list on it?
I'm jotting notes.
Oh, okay. Welcome to Mandatory Movies, the bonus show for February, on which we'll be discussing uncut gems.
Yes. Surprise.
Wait. Yeah. Wait, why isn't it?
I don't know. I guess it is a surprise. They're all surprises, technically. Yeah.
Yeah, Uncut Gems, yeah. The Safdie Brothers follow-up to Good Time, which was certainly one of my favorite movies of its year.
Yeah, I think that was my favorite movie of that year.
That was a strong year. I think that was the Lady Bird
Phantom... 17, was it?
Lady Bird Phantom Thread year. Yeah, yeah. 2017. Pretty strong year.
Definitely.
So, yeah.
Very strong year.
It was definitely top three.
And this would... probably marked the first time that we're doing a preview show for a movie that I already saw.
Oh, I was actually going to see it yesterday, but I did not.
Yeah. No, I saw it on Saturday.
Mum's talk about the it? Word.
Yeah. You want to talk about it?
No.
Tell it how it ends.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking Uncut Gems, and our theme will be gambling movies. Movies where people gamble, if that was unclear.
Yes.
Kevin, you look confused.
But to be more specific, we're not talking about, like, you know, we're going to do The Hangover because they go to Vegas and put money on a roulette table or whatever the fuck they do in that movie. Like, it's not necessarily that.
If you picked The Hangover, I would have just taken the headphones off, walked out, got into my car and never talked to you again.
I feel like gambling or placing or some sort of bet or wager or something like that. It has to be some sort of integral part to the movie.
I think it has to be.
Or maybe someone dealing with a gambling addiction or maybe, yes. You know, what have you.
It has to be a significant part. Yeah.
Right.
It can't just be like, yeah, somebody talks about betting on the Lakers game one time.
There's one scene in the movie where someone has a poker game.
Yeah.
Yeah, not like that. Okay. Yeah.
Do I Love You, Man, because he goes to poker night for 12 seconds of the movie. Vomits on Jon Favreau. Get the fuck out!
Wow, I haven't seen that movie in a long time. I'm going to put that on my list.
I love you. You reminded me of it.
Is there a comma after I love you? Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, I think, I was going to say, are you excited for Uncut Gems? But you already said you saw it.
I was excited for it, and I am excited for it.
I'm very excited for it.
Yes.
Pumped.
Good.
Pumped.
You should be pumped. Get your nerves up before you go in.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you want to go first? Make your first gambling selection?
Not really. Did I go first last time or did you go first last time? Maybe you should go first.
You want me to go first?
Yeah. You got a list?
All right. I do. I'll go first.
Yeah,
the one that I definitely want to talk about, I'm hoping you pick one of the starred movies on my list, but the one that I definitely want to talk about is Bad Lieutenant.
Oh.
Port of Qual, New Orleans.
Wow. Starring James Qual.
No, it's DJ Qualls.
Oh, DJ Qualls. Okay.
Bad Lieutenant, Port of Qual, New Orleans. The Werner Herzog remake of Bad Lieutenant.
Werner Herzog of The Mandalorian fame.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yes.
Does he play Baby Yoda?
Yeah, I think he does. He plays every character. And I think he narrates it, too.
Oh, I need to see it then.
Just narrating the futility of intergalactic conflict. It's 7.5 hours.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
That checks out. Anyway, wow. Yeah. All right. Bad Lieutenant. Yeah.
Cool.
Fucking amazing movie.
That's good. Yeah, I love that movie.
Yes. I am very excited to watch it again. It's been
a handful
of years since I've seen it.
I'm kind of glad you said that, and here's why. I hesitated, but then added to my long list of options, It Could Happen to You, because I'm like, I need a Nick Cage movie on here.
Nice.
But then you picked Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans. So now I don't
actually
have to
pick I picked Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans.
That's right. So I'm going to cross that
off. It was a bootleg.
Bad. I think my favorite part of that movie was still when someone enters the room and he's behind the door with an electric razor. And he just closes the door while he's electric shaving his face. And I'm like, what is happening in this movie?
I feel like it's the last... Well, actually, I haven't seen Mandy. But for a while, it was the last, like, just great, nutty Nicolas Cage movie.
Where I think he's, like, calling people Mac in that movie. I'm like, Mac. Mac, what are you doing? Or at least he has that Mac vibe.
Oh, the old Mac vibe.
The old Mac vibe.
He loves Steve Jobs.
Fuck you, Tim Cook. You're the reason our show went bad. Because it was skipping.
Nice.
Nice.
Maybe we could just skip your choice.
Yeah. Yeah, I was hoping we could just keep talking so that I could figure out what I want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I got one.
Oh, yeah?
I got one. You ready?
I love how prepared you are. I had to sit in the lobby tonight while you finished the movies that we're recording about. Drove 4 hours to sit in the lobby and drink a beer by myself.
I watched the Magnolia Director's Cut, which was 6.5 hours. I'm going to go with a film.
What's your pick, Mac?
I'm going with a film called Cheap Thrills.
I was going to pick that.
Is that the one you were hoping I was going to pick?
No.
There was one that I had on my list that I was hoping you were going to pick, and I did not pick it yet. So we'll see. It's a movie that I know we both like, so
yeah?
I'm assuming it's going to happen. Maybe not. We'll see. Mm. Yeah, Cheap Thrills. What's an easy way to describe this without giving anything away? It's an increasing...
escalating series of dares?
Oh, hold on. Phone's ringing. Pizza.
So we were on, how do I explain Cheap Thrills? What you said.
Yeah. So Cheap Thrills is a wealthy couple and an escalating series of dares on these two friends. They're friends, I think, in the movie.
I mean, they're like
they knew each
acquaintances
other.
Yeah. Who hadn't seen each other in 10 years.
And that's the general gist.
But they're both like kind of down and out. Yeah. One of them just got fired. Yeah. One of them's, I don't
know. It's basically how far will you go for some money? And the wagers get higher as the dares get bigger.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And the dares get more extreme.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched this, I think in the year it came out, one of my friend's house. And it was one of the most fun that I've had watching a movie.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty great. I did not expect it to be nearly as good as it was.
I know. I thought it was just going to be like kind of run-of-the-mill, but nope. And as soon as like you're thinking like, all right, they need to crank this up to 11, they do.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah. This is one of those movies where I think if the Academy had any relevance or guts, they would nominate David Koechner.
Yeah.
Because he's phenomenal in it.
Yeah. He was really great in it. Everybody was actually pretty great in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, he went
above and beyond. Yeah, exactly.
I was like, shit, David Koechner. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go with a more recent movie. Actually.
Are we still doing like one great, one good, one bad?
I mean.
Are we doing whatever?
I'm doing whatever.
All right.
You know, the last like 2 months have been what's it
of the Mohicans or... I don't remember much gambling on that one.
Actually, I was gonna do The Last Days of Disco. Well, no Baumbach. Yeah. No Walt Stillman. Yeah. Whit Stillman.
Yeah.
I was gonna do Walt Whitman and then turned into Whit Stallman.
Whit Stallman.
Anyway,
So Walt Baumbach.
last couple of months have been a little dude heavy, so
yeah, don't I know it.
I'm not even talking about the show. So I'm gonna go Molly's Game, which I never saw, but yeah, I definitely wanted to see.
That was 2 years ago,
yeah, maybe? I think so.
Yeah,
Aaron Sorkin.
You're right. The Sork.
Yeah.
Directed it too, right? Wrote and directed?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah, I mean, we were watching, or I was watching Take Shelter for the show last month, a couple days ago at the time of the recording.
Yeah.
But, you know, Jessica Chastain is in it. I was thinking, let's watch some Jessica Chastain.
Yep, Jessica Whitman. Yeah, she's fantastic.
It sucks because now I can't cut that part out. I stumble over that fucking guy's name.
I love bringing back things that you fuck up so that you can't cut it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it doesn't happen often, but...
okay.
So anyway, did you see Molly's Game?
No. I feel like I watched some of it, but didn't actually like sit down. I think it was one of those more like, let me see how this is, like kind of a test run, but not watch the whole movie. So it seemed all right. It seemed pretty good. As far as gambling movies go.
Yeah.
So I'm going to check it out.
All right.
I'm excited to watch the entire thing.
The whole feature film?
Entire T. I like that Idris Elba. He's in that too, right? Yeah.
He's the sexiest man alive, according to the magazines that I read.
The ones that you keep under your pillow?
Yeah.
I still haven't circled Cheap Thrills. I was trying to remember which one it was. Hold on. There it is. All right. Now time for my number two, which is... I'm going to go with Hardball. The Keanu Reeves movie. Yeah, doing it. Time to revisit Keanu Reeves.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
You're not a fan?
Oh.
You like baseball stuff, though.
Oh, God. I remember seeing this when it came out on video and thinking it was one of the worst. Oh,
was it one of the first five DVDs you bought with your fucking DVD player that you got your mom or whatever?
It was not. It's not Hoosiers, Kevin.
If you really are that set against it, I mean, it's mandatory, but I can pick something different. You've got one veto.
I'm going to use it. Gonna all use right. The veto.
So I gotta pick something maybe equally as bad, or
sure. Have you ever seen Hardball?
Yeah, I think I have.
I remember being just miserable, just a terrible movie in every way.
Now I kind of want to make you watch it again. I want miserable Brad. Fine, don't make me pick Rat Race. I'll do that. Pick that next. Okay.
Rat Race would be an interesting choice, actually. Rat Race is another one that I, like, notoriously hate.
Yeah. I mean, it's on my list. I might pick it. Is it? Who knows? Maybe I'll do... okay, I've got one. We're going to go for two for the money.
Okay.
We did The Irishman last month. And we'll do another Pacino classic, Two for the Money.
Yeah, I guess we will.
With Matthew McConaughey and Rene Russo, maybe, I think. I don't know. Can't remember.
El Pacino?
Yeah. El Postino? So, that one or Hardball?
Let's go Two for the Money.
Okay. Figured you might
DJ Caruso.
Yeah.
Boy.
I mean, they can't all be good. I can't just pick, like, amazing movies. I'm not just going to be like, all right, Hard Eight and Cheap Thrills, and let's run down the list.
I mean, you did say hard, so I was thinking, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right.
The cooler.
Okay.
So, last ones. Yeah. Number three.
Well, you didn't pick one of the ones that I wanted you to pick.
Maybe I was waiting for you to pick it.
All right. Well... I guess this is sort of like my bad pick or my pulp pick.
Ooh.
Pulp Piction.
Ooh, boy.
That's a little wordplay. Let's see. Do you want... Yeah,
what do you got for me?
Do you want a movie with Gretchen Mol or Nia Long?
Jeremy Lin?
No.
Remember, because you kept fucking up Justin Long. I don't care.
You gotta pick one.
How about, I don't know, Gretchen Mol.
Rounders.
Is that your pulp pick?
Yes. Pulp pick. The other one was going to be Boiler Room.
Oh. So the movies that I keep forgetting are two different movies.
I should have said Ben Affleck or Matt Damon.
Right. That would have been a harder choice. I mean, how do you choose between those two? Foxes.
Rockin' a Hard Place.
That's right. I got a heartache.
I got a heartache.
Whoa. Anyway. So.
Yeah, have you seen Rounders?
Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, a long time ago.
I think it's been like 15 years since I've seen Rounders.
Yeah.
I think I watched it on like a sick day.
Like I said, I always Soft confuse that with Boiler Room because I think it's the same movie. Really? But it's not, and it's like completely different.
Completely different. Yeah.
But I think it might be because like both the DVD covers were similar because it was just like the top of it was just like torsos and heads like looking out at you.
Yeah.
And then it was just like gambly things and money stuff.
Well, it was like if you had picked one of the, like if you had picked Rounders, I was sort of going to want to pick Boiler Room, but also not going to want to because I feel like it's the same type of like, I think it's the same type of quality and the same type of just like sensibility. And
yeah,
I feel like they're kind of equivalent movies in a lot of ways. So I feel like there can only be one Highlander style.
Yeah, it's like the Highlander. Indeed. Anyway, all right.
Your third pick is?
My third pick. Would you like...
Uh-oh.
Would you like poker or boxing?
I feel like we're doing a lot of poker.
Yeah?
But I'm hoping that this is a certain poker movie.
You think you know what I'm going to pick, don't you?
I think so.
Yeah.
Let's go boxing, though.
All right.
Switch it up. Have different kinds of games.
Then my third pick will be Digstown.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
That is Louis Gossett Jr. as a boxer.
Is it too late to go poker?
We can go poker if you want. Digstown was like 91, 92.
Is it good?
I don't remember.
Oh, boy.
I remember looking at it when I was 10.
Oh, boy.
We can go poker. You want to go poker?
Let's go poker.
All right, because it'll be better. Well, I already did two for the money, so maybe I shouldn't do another one that I'm not sure about.
Oh, you're not sure about it, huh?
Well, for Digstown, I mean.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, I'm sure on two for the money. It's gonna be good.
Absolutely positive.
That's a bonus show material right there.
Oh, it's right in there. It's slotted in already.
Then I'm going to go with the one that you probably think I'm going to go with. Do you want to say it at the same time?
Mississippi Grind. Yeah!
Yeah, high five.
All right. I love Mississippi Grind.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
I think it's fucking brilliant.
Yeah, Deadpool and the guy from Rogue One.
Ben Mendelsohn.
Yeah, I don't remember his character's name from Rogue One. Bad guy. Yeah. So yeah, that's a pretty straightforward gambling addiction movie. So
yeah, it's sort of like a road movie. And...
Yeah. Road trip buddy movie, sort of. And Vegas-y. Do they go to Vegas? Is that where they go in the end?
No, I think they go to Atlantic City.
Atlantic City? Yeah.
Or no, they go to like, it's like in Louisiana or something. I think they go to New Orleans.
Yeah, I think
they go to, the port of Kual.
Hey, we got two New Orleans movies.
Yeah.
I don't know why. That was not.
I don't know what that accent was.
That was not even Cajun or nothing.
That was bad Boston.
Got two New Orleans movies. It's just like Mark Wahlberg's Seattle accent.
Yeah. All right.
Let me get a fucking house.
That was de-aged De Niro trying to say New Orleans.
New Orleans. We actually had We've picked a few movies already that had gambling in them, so it's nice that we're continuing that trend.
Actually, yeah, it's a bummer because we could have had Silver Linings Playbook here.
Yeah.
What were your just missed?
I had a few that I put on here just because I didn't know if they'd be picked, but I didn't pick them. I already mentioned Hard Eight. I thought about The Sting. I thought about The Cooler. I thought about Maverick as a, you know, dumb one.
The Sting and The Cooler are on mine.
I mentioned Rat Race.
Yeah. I notoriously hated Rat Race. Like in high school, there were a couple friends that loved Rat Race, and I hated it.
I don't know if I've ever seen the whole thing.
I don't know if I have either. Yeah. I think I snuck into some of it, like after another movie in the theater. I just
don't remember seeing it
in
the theaters, but
abysmal.
Yeah. What else? And then, you know, obviously I threw like Casino on there and stuff, which I was like, I'm not going to pick that.
I feel like Casino would be an interesting choice after last month's show.
Yeah.
Same with Hard Eight, actually.
Yeah.
I think we always seem to kind of pick movies that sort of rhyme with previous choices.
It's true. Did I mention House of Games? I had that on here. And then...
Oh, I forgot. I had House of Games. That was like one of the first ones I thought of, but I forgot to write it down.
My main one that I was thinking about doing was Pope of Greenwich Village. But
I actually love that movie.
But I decided to... Maybe not.
Yeah. I mean, Chip Cheap... hello.
Chip Cheap.
Cheap.
Yeah.
Cheap Thrills was on mine. I kind of wanted Boiler Room, The Sting, The Cooler. I wanted to do the original Gambler with James Caan.
Mm-hmm.
It has like one of my favorite moments. I don't know if I'd say in like all of cinema, but there's a scene like it's like right in the middle of the movie when he's on like his hot streak. And he's like in the casino, he's winning everything. And there's like a shot of him, it's like from below as he's like leaning on a blackjack table and he gets 12. And instead of saying like hit me or whatever, he just goes, show me the 9. And he gets it. It's like it's such a great scene. He's so good in that movie.
He's good in like every movie.
Yeah.
Just about.
But yeah, I fucking love that scene. Color of Money was on mine.
Yeah.
The Hustler. And I also wanted to do Pool Hall Junkies.
I put that on mine.
I remember, I thought that movie looked so cool.
Yeah.
Because I was like 15 when it came out. I was like, oh man, it looks awesome.
This is so edgy.
And I got the DVD for Christmas. 2002,
baby.
Yeah, or whatever. My brother and I watched it and were just like, Mars Callahan.
Yeah, like, well, he thinks he's cool.
He's, he watched a Tarantino movie and... thought he could do that.
Or he watched The Hustler and thought he could make it again in 2002.
Oof, boy.
Like right down to even rough. Breaking his hand. I'm like, shit, this is the fucking Hustler.
Yeah.
Dig up Jackie Gleason.
It's like The Hustler with people who pop their collars. That movie sucks.
It's The Hustler for people who shop at PacSun.
Yeah. They just like listen to Evanescence.
They just have a lot of Billabong shirts. Anyway,
all right. Well, so yeah. So recapping, we'll be discussing Uncut Gems.
Yes,
we'll be discussing my choice of Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans,
Port of Qual.
What a cool little.
My first choice, which was Cheap Thrills.
Yes. My choice of Molly's Game.
Yeah. My choice of Two for the Money.
Yes. And my choice of Rounders.
And my choice of, well, I guess it's kind of a joint choice because we high-fived.
Yeah,
Mississippi Grind.
Yes.
Yes. These actually seem more recent, with the exception of like Rounders and stuff.
Yeah.
Rounders and that might be it.
Actually, yeah. I think everything is from like this decade.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except for Rounders.
Yeah, we haven't really done that yet. Like 93, 97 is usually kind of the years we hit.
It's our sweet spot.
What can we say? Children of the 90s.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. That'll be next month on Mandatory Movies. I'm Brad the Redder.
I'm Kevin Falkenberg.
Goodbye.
Gonna eat some pizza.